Okay.
This week down in the basement of the Blue Fox, we have a very special VIP guest with us.
I'm special?
Yes.
Oh, I'm special. Thank you.
You're special.
I'm special.
If you don't know her, you have been listening to her voice on either 105.5 The Bone or 92.5 every freaking day that you have the radio on.
No.
Yes.
No.
The lovely one and only Miss Cindy McGuire.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. No applause, just money, please.
Yes. Because she needs raise.
We all do. Everybody does. You know, you never have enough money.
No.
But if you got music, that's good.
She's usually doing double time between 92.5 and The Bone. My first question is, do you ever get any time to yourself, get to sleep, see your girls?
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Do I ever get time to myself or sleep? That is a loaded question. Yeah, and yeah, but very rarely. I do sleep, usually, maybe 6-7 hours, if that much, every 3 or 4 days. I do. I have time to myself when I come out to Blue Fox and check out all the cool bands. Not too long ago, it was Defending Kane and American Fangs, and I was blown away. It was a great show. Both bands put on an amazing show. I know I've seen Defending Kane multiple times, and when I saw American Fangs, I was shocked. I had never heard them. I had no idea what they sounded like, but they were very, very talented musicians.
The night that Taproot canceled because of a medical problem, a lot of people don't remember our first band when we started doing all this was Straight Line Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And their van actually broke down on the highway.
I do remember that. They were stuck in Tennessee, I believe.
Yeah. And I checked a website that day, and they canceled the night before, and they were asking mm-hmm. for fans to help them out. When Conrad called me in a panic, I checked Taproot's website, and they said they canceled the night before, and they were canceling our night.
Right.
Which is a bummer. So, I just recently bought Cheech and Chong tickets. They have this insurance on them that you buy, and it's like, it's highly recommended that you buy the ticket insurance. And I was like, well, I guess Chong's going to get arrested getting on the plane.
I was going to say, you never know with Cheech and Chong what to expect.
Come on, man! So, anyway, what is the biggest show you went to that got canceled?
I can't say they've ever been canceled. I've actually never had a show get canceled.
Wow. Guess what? Now you have. Huh?
Never. Every show I've ever planned on going to, which I can't even count them all at this point. But no, I've never, ever, ever had a show cancel on me.
That means you've never seen a hip-hop show, Guns N' Roses show, Sam Kinison show, Oasis show. Man, I've had so many cancellations on me. I had my first Meatloaf tickets. They canceled on me. There's been 4 or 5 hip-hop bands that I didn't get to see. They just don't show up. They're the worst for showing up at a gig. My first festival, I booked this guy, Tay Quill, and 9 other guys. The other 8 guys showed up, and Tay didn't show up, so none of them got to go on stage.
I have not seen Guns N' Roses. There the closest to being canceled was years and years ago. Cap Center, Dokken was there opening up for Aerosmith, and George Lynch had pneumonia. They came out, they played 3 songs, and he like collapsed on stage. That's the closest. But then Aerosmith came out, and it was awesome.
That was my first Aerosmith concert, and I remember that. And I always thought to this date that he was just drunk and passed out.
No, I had spoken with them before the show. He had pneumonia. It was sad. Very, very sad.
You are the newest member to our Blue Fox family since you have been helping us out with all this promo and doing all this great stuff.
And I love it. I love the Blue Fox. It's a great place. If you've never come out, you need to, first of all. Second of all, the bands are amazing. All of them, whether they're local, whether they're national. The DJ Sky High, you got the karaoke, you've got dancing, you got everything.
Everything.
Pool, beverages, food, cheese fries are to die for.
Now that you're a family member of the Blue Fox, now, do you think we're on the right track?
I like to think so. You have to drive to DC or Baltimore or Harrisburg, Pennsylvania or Hershey, Pennsylvania or somewhere. I think having the Bone stage and having the national acts, the local acts, this local music, it gives people an opportunity to go see what is in your own backyard, and you don't have to drive forever. And the service is good. Like I said, cheese fries. Get the cheese fries. Bacon. Oh man, I'm hungry now. Thanks. I think we are definitely going in the right direction. Absolutely. Because Winchester needs something. They need a place that they can call home, you know, for the bands, right, especially.
And thank you to The Bone for giving us that place here.
Well, thank you to Conrad for giving The Bone the place. I've never been interviewed before. This is kind of weird. don't want to.
How long have you actually been on the air now?
Going back radio career, I started in 1992. And I got my first full-time job in 94, and I've been doing it ever since.
Now, you started out as an office manager behind the scenes.
Yes, behind the scenes. Did a little just observing and really paying attention to what was going on. My boss asked me if I ever thought about going on the radio, and I said, sure. Put me on one weekend. Been doing it ever since.
How was that first time?
Just imagine you were like 4 years old, and you were getting on a roller coaster that dropped down about 400 feet at like a 89 degree angle.
Your stomach goes.
Yeah, a little nervous. I remember I was shaking, I was sweating, palms all sweaty, and I was, and then afterwards I was like, yay, I did it!
Did you hear the stutter in your voice?
Did I stutter?
I don't think so. I mean, I stutter all the time anyway.
With the way radio goes, I thought it was like, your boss was like, we need somebody to cover the air today. How about you, Cindy?
It actually kind of was that way. A guy was supposed to come on at midnight. He called out and quit at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he came out to the office and said, hey, want to fly solo? Sure. Yeah, sure. So fell in love and been doing it ever since. I actually studied to be an accountant. I can't see me sitting there doing numbers. No, yeah. Doesn't work.
Are you going to stay in radio forever?
As far as I know, yeah. Unless my boss has something different to say about it.
Well, I went to the Kix show last night and never came back.
Well, they're good friends of mine, which it's no secret at this point. They're really good friends of mine, and no, I'd come home.
And so what other bands do you stalk?
I don't stalk Kix. No, they're friends of mine. Seriously, they're just friends. I don't stalk bands.
Those pictures are everywhere every time I see one of your pages.
When you know Steve Whiteman and you've known him for 12 plus years, you know, you get invited to family events, and yeah, I'm just a good friend.
So cool.
Yeah.
Any other big bands you're friends with?
No, I can't say. Well, the spinoff bands from Kix, of course. But no, I mean, I've met multiple bands being in radio. It's one of the perks.
Yeah, what's
but
your favorite band you met that you got to hang out with?
I love Collective Soul. Got to meet them. I love Candlebox. Got to meet them. Got to meet Dokken. Love Dokken. Who else? I can't even, it's beyond belief. Years ago, I was actually Molly Hatchett's like chauffeur at one point in time. They did a little show for a radio station I worked for.
Are you security guard too?
No, I'm not big enough, sorry. I get guns on the arms, but no, sorry.
Female chauffeur/security guard.
I was just the chauffeur. And I remember they used to eat M&Ms and do shots. It was interesting. Interesting combination. I don't know, I mean, like I said, Uncle Cracker, he is a sweetheart of a man. He is awesome. John Popper, a blues traveler. Hootie and the Blowfish back in the day, I met them. Gosh, I can't even think of everybody I've met. It's kind of crazy.
And you're still humble.
I guess. I'd like to be. I mean,
She walks in the room and she goes, do you know who I am? I'm Cindy McGuire. Damn it.
No. I walk in the room and say, yes, I put my pants on just like you do. And I probably use the bathroom like half the people in the room do too. I hope anyway.
I'm the same way. I've met so many people in my career and I don't take pictures of them. I don't ask them for autographs. I don't hassle them. Sometimes I get to have some really cool conversations with them. But, you know, they put their pants on just like I do. And, you know, they're doing their job and I let them go. I like to admire them. Sometimes I shake their hands or I at least give them the nod that says, dude, I have enjoyed your whole career and I've been behind you, that kind of stuff, you know. My coolest story was every time I go to Nashville, I see or hang out with somebody. My first time I got to hang out with Hank Jr. But the second time I was sitting at this bar and I was listening to this guy just talk and talk and talk. And he was just telling me these great stories and how you can't go wrong with a love song and stick to your guns and always do this and this and this. He gets done his meal. He whips out a wad of hundreds and he pays it. And he says, good meeting you guys. He walks away and I was asking my friend Stonewall, who was that? He looks at me all befuddled. I was like, dude, that's Harlan Howard. That's Mr. Hits. He had like 70 number one country hits, like I Fall to Pieces and all this other stuff. I was like, wow. Hey, and I was just sitting there drinking a beer with him, talking to Biz. Now, Cindy is a chick with a motorcycle. She likes to ride a lot. Have you ever been to Sturgis, or would you ever go?
I would love to go to Sturgis. I've never been. I've done one poker run in my life now. Thank you, Winchester Blues House. That all benefited, of course, Habitat for Humanity. Good cause. I've done other charity rides, but I've never done that. However, coming up in September, which all the details are going to be released very soon. Uh-oh. Doing a big ride for the Evans Home for Children with Barbara Groves over at Groves Winchester Harley Davidson, Jeanette Dillon. It's going to be chicks on bikes and we're going to be raising money. It's going to be awesome.
Only chicks or guys too?
Well, right now it's just us three. We're going to be the only three actually like going to the location, which it's bike week at Ocean City. Yeah, we're going to be the only ones actually going there. Anybody that wants to meet up with us and ride the little rides that we do, because we're going to go to Chincoteague, go up to Rehoboth and Bethany and just cruise all around and just try to make as many miles on the bikes as we can.
And then you go to make it to Ocean City?
Absolutely. Beach, sand, hello, waves, sun, hello.
It's a big bike week there.
It is. It's going to be a huge bike week, September 11th through the 15th.
When Conrad was trying to think of things to do, I was like, why don't I just have a Sky High poker run? Start it off at Groves and go all the way around.
Oh, we could do it. Sure, let's just call me. Let me know. Absolutely. My bike is running. It's running strong.
I've been asking every star that I have in here, rock star.
Okay, I'm not a rock star.
What they think about the music nowadays. You hear this stuff every single day. You're playing it all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you like the old stuff? Of course you do.
Love the new hair bands of the 80s. I do. The one phase that I wasn't huge on was probably the 90s grunge stuff, which nothing against Pearl Jam or STP or anything like that. I do like them, but they're not my top pick.
Hey, thanks to 90s now, I'm allowed to be a singer, so I gotta love them.
My band right now that I'm in love with, everything they've put out so far, Shinedown. They have a great sound. I love even Miles Kennedy and Slash. I love the combination. I love Miles Kennedy's voice. Charm City Devils, you know, they're local. I love them. Pop Evil, Five Finger Death Punch, love them all. I'm just a rocker at heart, and I love it.
Pop Evil is mentioned once again in an interview.
You gotta love
Every
Pop Evil.
Interview now.
Pop Evil's hot. Pop Evil's hot. Charm City Devils are hot, too.
I'm liking the new stuff. I just don't like the screaming.
I'm not a big thrashy fan, you know, like the death metal type of bleh. I don't like that part. And Shinedown does have that in one song. Five Finger Death Punch has it in a couple.
It's standard now.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to do the whole melody thing and then all of a sudden go bleh.
That's why I didn't get into Five Finger Death Punch, because that was the first song I heard.
Yeah, but they're still pretty good.
Yeah.
I like some of the newer stuff. Now they've teamed up with a hair band of the 80s man, Rob Halford, with their new one.
They did.
Yes, they did.
Seriously.
And it's called Lift Me Up.
Rob's still kicking.
Rob Halford sings the second verse. That's when you first hear him. But yeah, I didn't think the combination would work, but it works.
You always do all these satellite broadcasts. You're always doing personal appearances. Anything big coming up soon?
No, not really that I know of, but you never know. You know, rockthebone.com, we fill you in, facebook.com/rockthebone, you know, all that stuff. We try to fill you in what's going on.
Speaking of that, you have your own webpage on rockthebone.com.
I do.
You have your own Facebook page so everybody can stalk you out there.
Yes, Cindy McGuire. Yes, I'm there. You can find me. If you go to the Bones Facebook page, you will find somewhere on there I've posted Like Me, and I'm on there.
Like a rubber toucher.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Yeah, like me. I need likes.
Are you on Twitter too? Instagram?
I am kind of a Twitter, but it's more of a personal Twitter. It's more of a, you know, oh, wait, I'm getting ready to eat dinner. Oh, wait, I'm taking a shower now. Oh, I have to get ready for work. No, that's what most people do though.
If I have to Twitter that I am using the bathroom or taking a shower or jumping in my car or trying to find my keys, I will start killing myself personally. You won't have to block my post. I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
Yeah, I'm not a... I should tweet more. Yes, ooh, that's the correct term, too. I should tweet more, but I just actually have a Twitter, and I read my daughter's all the time, because she's constantly tweeting. That girl is constantly.
So is there any news in the big Cindy's life here recently?
Any news? I woke up.
There you go, and you're still breathing.
I'm still breathing. We have more great shows coming to the Bone Stage. We've got more great concert tickets that we're going to be giving away. Hopefully, come August 16th, I can add a legend to my I shook his hand and said hello, nice to meet you, and got my picture taken. Uh-oh. The one and only Motor City Madman himself, Mr. Ted Nugent.
Wow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't he too busy running his mouth about politics now to be coming out and doing anything?
What I like about Ted, I don't want to get into the whole politics thing, but Ted says what's on his mind and what's on a lot of other people's minds that they're too afraid to say. And it's like, good for you. And thank you. And he's so talented, guitar player.
Did you ever see VH1 Supergroup?
No.
It had Scott Ian, Ted Nugent, Evan Seinfeld, Sebastian Bach, Jason Bonham. Evan Seinfeld is married to the porno girl Tara Patrick.
Maybe I did see it.
They were doing a photo shoot in a bedroom.
Maybe I didn't see it.
Sebastian and everybody's up there just having a great time. Oh, man, this is awesome. I like this. This is cool. Ted Nugent walks up and goes, I disapprove of this. I'm leaving the house right now. This is a guy that everywhere he went, he was fornicating and doing things on stage. And he lived the life of a madman, and he's ridiculing Evan Seinfeld for doing a photo shoot. Either he got too old or he sold out.
I don't think I did see it. I did not see that. I didn't think he'd be offended with any. I don't think anything would offend that man, really. I mean, and if it does, he'll obviously let you know. But I did see him. I remember when Damn Yankees, I saw, again, Cap Center, $10 ticket, kind of like when you can come to Blue Fox sometimes. sometimes $10. It's awesome. That's the best part. We saw them at the Cap Center. They started singing Babe from Styx and everybody started laughing. And then they started doing Sister Christian from Night Ranger and everybody started laughing. And then they were going to try to pick on Ted, but they had nothing. So they couldn't. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, Cat Scratch? No, you can't pick on that. Hey Babe? No, you can't pick on that one. Stranglehold? No.
When I was a DJ at a certain club in West Virginia, I bought a house next door to it. Anytime I needed to run home to do anything or get anything, I would put Stranglehold on, go do my thing, and come back, and I'd still have 4 minutes left in the song.
Oh, yeah. In regards to Stranglehold, it was in the movie Rockstar. When Mark Wahlberg's character decides he doesn't want to be the lead singer anymore, and he pulls the guy out of the audience, yeah. Miles Kennedy.
Get out of here. Seriously? Wow.
Oh, there's just something about his voice. Saw a special on whatever, one of those Palladia or something. I don't know which one it was. And he was with Slash. They covered all the Guns N' Roses songs.
There's a 3-CD DVD package called Slash Deluxe Edition that Miles is on there, and they redo so many of the Guns N' Roses songs, and it's, you need to go buy it or steal it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, he does a great job. I think he sounds better than Axl. I'm not a big Axl fan.
Not me either. Anything off record you want to say to your fans out there?
Yeah, my fan. Hi, Mom. Thanks. Love you, too.
You sound like my mommy.
It's getting dark and cold now. You're going to let me go home and go to sleep.
Besides Shinedown, what other bands would you like to see come to the Blue Fox?
Now, what we need to do, we need to get Shannon Larkin to come to Blue Fox and bring a couple of his old buddies from Wrathchild America.
Hear that, Shannon?
Yeah. Hello. Take a break from Godsmack for one night. All you need to do. That would be awesome. That would shine.
It would be.
I would love to see, well, here it comes again, Pop Evil, Charm City Devils, Shinedown. Did I mention Shinedown?
Yeah.
Okay, Shinedown.
I wanted Hailstorm, but now they're a Grammy winner.
Yeah. And see,
in a Budweiser commercial. We'll never get them now.
It's the 6 degrees of Steve Whiteman. Steve Whiteman was Lizzie's vocal coach.
Ooh.
Ah, so he's got one under his belt, too, technically.
He should be on The Voice. Get rid of Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on trying to get those bands for you.
I'm thinking we should. I think we need to start petitioning something and just really get, there's a lot of them. I mean, I could just go through a whole bunch of new bands that, you know, Saliva, 10 years, Device.
So we're hoping the Bone's going to help us out, bring some of those big bands in soon.
I'll do what I can. I do have a connection to Shinedown, but the money.
I'm
sure they're
that.
Pretty expensive too.
I'll come up with that.
That's the problem with bands anymore. And I mean, I understand what they do as a talent. It's like a football player, yeah. You know, it's a talent, it's a special thing, and people will pay to go see them. But, you know, hey, think about us people out here. We don't have that kind of money. Passing through Interstate 81 goes up and down. You go from the north to the south. Stop by and see us. Come in, even if you just do a little acoustic set for an hour. Hello. Shinedown. Hello.
A few years ago, I was going to do a rally in the alley in Indian Alley, and I had Dave Grohl locked. And I was
going
to do it for Dan for like $3,000. It was because he was on hiatus. All of his equipment was right there in Maryland, and it wouldn't be nothing to come down there. But he got booked for $40,000 and canceled.
Same thing happened to Pat Travers last year.
And Blues House.
Yes, he was.
Yep. Boom, boom, out there the lights. Sorry.
Speaking of boom, boom, it's time to turn these lights off and get on upstairs.
Doodles.
Well, thank you, Miss Cindy McGuire, for putting in a little overtime and hanging out in the basement for a few more moments for a little Blue Fox Live.